Well, the next time you fly, you may be on an airplane that is protected from shoulder-fired missiles. American Airlines is helping the Homeland Security Department test ways to protect those planes. Joining me now from Washington to talk more about the new system is Noah Shachtman of Wired Magazine. Good morning to you, Noah.
Morning.
What is this system called, and how exactly does it work?
It's an infrared countermeasure. What it basically does is it sits at the bottom of the plane and it looks out for incoming missiles, which are one of the deadliest and most pervasive terrorist threats out there. And so it looks out for missiles, and then when it finds one, or if it finds one, it sends out a tiny infrared laser beam to sort of confuse the missile and send it off course.
All right. How many planes have this system in operation right now?
Well, only in the U.S. commercially, there's only three, and that's a real problem. This is one of the deadliest threats there are out there. There are over 750,000 of these missiles scattered across the globe. They cost only a few thousand bucks to buy, and they can be shot off by just about anybody. So they're easy to operate, they're plentiful, and they're cheap. And many other countries, like Israel, for example, have these countermeasures on all of their planes.
Yeah.
But the U.S. has only got this pilot experiment with three.
Yeah, and we're looking at some pretty great video and graphics that are showing how this would work. American Airlines, this JEDI system, are they the only ones with the three, or is it spread across different airlines?
I believe it's only American Airlines right now, and even they have said that they are philosophically opposed to putting more of these missile countermeasures on their jets.
Really? Why is that? It doesn't sound like it's so expensive.
Well, It all comes down to money. Although some studies say it would only cost a dollar per coast-to-coast trip to maintain these defenses, American Airlines and the other airlines say that that's too much money for them. Look, these days they don't even give us, like, peanuts or soda on the plane, right? And
they're
charging us for extra bags. And so now they're trying to cheap out on this, too.
Yeah, but, I mean, don't you think the consumer, if they know about this, they'd feel like, well, you know, an extra dollar for this kind of security? I mean, is it pretty foolproof?
I don't know if it's foolproof, but it's a lot better than what we've got now, which is nothing.
Yeah. How long do you think they're going to continue to test this system, Noah?
I don't know. Look, 5 years ago, there was a very scary incident in Kenya in which a pair of shoulder-fired missiles was fired at an Israeli jet, and it nearly blew it up, almost killing hundreds. And so the Israeli government got on board and outfitted all their jets with these countermeasures. 5 years later, only three of these jets in a test mode in the U.S. So, you know, you keep that on, it's going to take till, it's going to be 1,000 years before we have the U.S. fleet outfitted.
Yeah, but I'll tell you, if you're accurate and we just have a dollar, a plane flight, round trip, or coast to coast, hey, it's so worth it. Think about the other costs should something like that happen. Anyway, Noah Shachtman of Wired.
Yeah, no, you'd think. You'd think if you're going to spend this money for an extra bag or for, you know, to buy a sandwich on board, maybe you'd spend a dollar to have your plane protected against missiles.
Yeah, I'd sure pony up. Okay, Noah Shachtman there of Wired Magazine. Thank you.